This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about another great event coming up in the city of Tecumseh. And to tell us more about it, Rhonda Nowak, who is the city of Tecumseh Marketing and Events Coordinator. Rhonda, good to have you with us once again.
Thanks so much, Dale. It's always great to be here. We always have so much fun.
We sure do. And you're going to have a lot more fun coming up here and real quick here.
Absolutely.
Coming up this weekend, you're going to be having something that's quite unique and very apropos for the summertime.
It is. It's the perfect event for the summer. It's our Sun and Sand Festival. It starts on Friday the 17th at 10 and runs till 10 o'clock Friday night. And then again on Saturday from 10 until 5. So you've got a couple of days there you can come down. We're bringing in 30 tons of sand, believe it or not. No, we aren't on the water, but we're going to make our own beach. So you do what you got to do, right?
That's right.
So we bring in all this sand, and the guys from Ice Creation come in, and they carve up 5 giant-sized sand sculptures, if you can believe it, right on the sidewalks downtown.
Oh, my gosh.
So you can stand, be around them and watch. They actually start packing the sand on the Wednesday before. They do a little bit of carving on Thursday, and on Friday they do a whole demonstration all day of carving the sand sculptures. So by Friday night, the sculptures are all complete. We have a street party going on Friday night from 6 to 10. The Wapsabi Pearls Band will be there. If you've not heard them, you need to come hear them. They do a great job for us. We'll have food trucks out there as well. And this year we've added an inflatable obstacle course.
Huh.
So something fun to do, you know, that people can get into. You can race your friends, and we'll, you know, have little competitions between friends.
Yeah.
Just to have some fun.
Yeah.
So it should be a great time this weekend. Saturday, the American Legion is doing a chicken broil.
Mm.
So you can come and do the chicken broil with them, as well as downtown shopping and, you know, wandering around town. The farmers market's going on Saturday from 9 to 1. So there's just a lot to do downtown Tecumseh this weekend.
Absolutely. And do I understand that there's going to be a scavenger hunt, too?
Yes, there is. The ever-popular scavenger hunts will be back. We'll be doing that throughout these businesses downtown. People will go around and look for a certain item that we will have hidden in all the different stores. Then you can enter your entry form into a drawing for over $250 in gift cards to our local merchants.
Ooh.
So it's a worthwhile prize. It's worth going around and seeing what you see in the different stores. So it's just a great way to get out in the summertime and see these sand sculptures, enjoy some community fun at the street party on Friday night, and wander around on Saturday and do some more things in downtown.
Question.
Yes.
Scavenger hunt. Is that going to be just one night or both nights?
It actually is both days. You can do it Friday and Saturday. You can be down there Friday during the day. We are open for the festival during the day because people want to come down and watch the sculptures transform that sand, which is amazing to watch. Because they take that and they put them into big blocks. I never knew how they quite did this, but they pack the sand into blocks is what they do.
Okay.
And they water it down as they're packing it. So it's very, very tight. Then they come back 24 hours later and undo those blocks, and you've got this big solid piece of sand.
Wow.
And then they begin carving, and they use all kinds of things to carve with. We give them ideas. Then they take those ideas. I give them a little artistic license, if you will.
Yeah.
I give them the idea, and then they carve it the way that they see it.
So, sure.
You know, we never know quite what we're going to get. We have an idea, but we don't know for sure until it's complete. And it's amazing to watch.
I bet it is. I would think you would be fun just to be able to come down on Friday to see how things get started.
Right.
And then come back again Saturday to see the actual carvings itself being done.
Right, and see them done and see what it actually looks like. I mean, it really is fun to watch how it all transpires. I love taking pictures from the very beginning to the very end, because then you can see the progression, because it does take quite a few hours for them to do those sculptures because they are quite large.
I bet. And I can just imagine it. To think what they do for the ice sculptures during the winter.
Yes.
That's the type of thing they're going to be doing with sand.
With sand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I think is incredible with sand.
Yeah. I mean, because you just never know. I mean, and they sometimes have to improvise, because if they're carving and a little piece falls off, they have to fix that somehow. Well, you can't just stick it back on.
Yeah.
So they sometimes have to recarve different areas and make it all work.
Yeah.
So that's why the water is so important to them while they're packing that sand, and why it has to sit for so long. So
I just can't wait to be able to see this, Rhonda.
Yeah, it is great fun.
Yeah.
And I just give a shout out to our sponsors that sponsor these events for
Please
us
do.
Because without them, we can't do this. We've got the City of Tecumseh and the Downtown Development Authority are our big sponsors on this, as well as Team that handles it, our business community that steps in. We've got Visit Lenawee, Old National Bank, Carpet on Wheels, Avery Oil and Propane, and Creek Enterprises. Those are our all major sponsors for this event, and without their help, we just can't do these events. So we really appreciate them. We hope people will tell them thank you when you go
yes.
into those businesses
yeah.
and appreciate them. And we have a special treat this year. We have one sculpture that we had 8 businesses come together, some of our local businesses all come together, and they are sponsoring one of our sculptures this year. So you'll have to come see that one. It's a community sculpture. I won't give you any more detail than that, but it is going to be really fun, and it's just about community support,
yeah.
Which is so important for all of us. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So it's a great time. It's a great way for people to come together.
Absolutely. You know, and I love the idea of the Sun and Sand Festival. And it's going to be July 17th, and again, that's a Friday.
That's a Friday.
From the hours of?
They're from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m.
Then Saturday?
Saturday is from 10 until 5.
10 until 5. Now, you mentioned about the inflatable obstacle course. Is that going to be happening each
day
too?
That will be there Friday night. We'll open it up Friday night at 6. So it'll be there from 6 to 10 on Friday night, and then we'll have it all day on Saturday so that the kids can come play. Even the adults can come play, because this is the kind of inflatable that the adults can get into, too.
I was thinking the same thing, Rhonda.
Yeah.
I bet the adults will have a lot of fun with this, too.
Yeah.
And you know the chicken broil there at the American Legion?
Yes.
You know, that is a legendary thing with the American Legion there in Tecumseh. So that's
yep.
going to be another thing to be wanting to come to.
Right. And they are also on Saturday. I shall say that they are extending their time on Saturday. So the downtown part may be done at 5 o'clock, but the American Legion is still going on after that. They are bringing in a bounce house as well.
Mm.
And they also will have a band on Saturday night. So you can come for the chicken broil. You can stay for their band. So you have 2 nights in Tecumseh that you can stay downtown and, you know, have a band and be on the street party. So we have 2 nights of entertainment and bounce houses and fun. So it really is a good time. And I'm so thankful that the American Legion has decided to do that kind of as their 250th birthday celebration, so to speak. So they'll be joining us this year, and that's a great, great thing.
Wow, that's wonderful. And, you know, talk about great collaboration.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's great when we can make these all events come together. They wanted to do something. We were doing something, so we kind of came together.
Yeah.
So it was made it possible for us to have 2 street parties in 1 weekend.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And I think that's so neat. And I mentioned this before when we have talked, is that it's so neat that Tecumseh is able to bring different events like that just to bring people in, number one, to have something to do.
Yes.
Yeah, and of course, during the summertime, it's great to be outside, to be able to do things outside and have things to attend to. But also, you know, to be able to get together and have that chance to be able to see people and, you know, get together with people probably you may not have seen in a while and
right.
say, hey, what's going on? How are you doing?
Right.
And to be able to have some fun too at the same time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the street closure will be on Evans Street Friday and Saturday. So that street will be closed on Friday until 10 o'clock at night and again on Saturday till 10 o'clock to allow for the 2 street parties to happen.
Which is okay because of the fact, which is one thing I think is really great about Tecumseh, so much parking available.
We do have a ton of parking. All the parking lots will be open, so people have lots of places to park, as well as parking on the side streets. So that's never
mm-hmm.
an issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Sun and Sand Festival, I think this is going to be awesome. 5 sand sculptures. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they are going to be fun. I will tell you, they are going to be fun. We picked some different things this year, and it's always fun to see them come to life.
Yeah, and the thing is, they're not going to be small. These are going to be huge.
These are big. These
yeah.
are very big. They're not your typical little sandcastle you see on the beach.
Yeah, yeah. So this is going to be a lot of fun to be able to come in and to be able to see. Like I said, to come Friday to see the formation of them, and then to come back on Saturday to see the actual quote-unquote carving and making of these sand sculptures.
So it'll be great fun, and I hope people will come out, and we have more things planned for the summer, so just keep watching because you just never know what's going to happen next in Tecumseh.
Absolutely. Keep watching and listening.
Yes, absolutely. And if they need to, they can go to the downtowntecumseh.com website. That gives you more information, as well as our Facebook page also has it. We have an event set up for the Sun and Sand Festival. If you have any questions, you can give me a call at City Hall, and I'll be glad to answer them for you. But I just invite everybody to come out, and let's enjoy this great summer weather.
Oh, it's here way too quick.
And gone.
Yeah, so we need to go and enjoy.
Yes.
Rhonda Nowak, the City of Tecumseh Marketing and Events Coordinator, thank you so much for coming in to talk about the Sand and Sun and Sand Festival.
Yes.
July 17th and 18th in downtown Tecumseh. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Lockhartner. We'll talk again soon.